Okay, so just going to take a few minutes to create a sacred space. And then I want you to do some breathing to start with. This breath is called the Shepherd's Crook breath. So you breathe for as far down as you can from like your root chakra. So you're like breathing from your root chakra and you're going all the way up through each of the chakras and then out. When you breathe out through your crown. But you go up and over the top of your head. So it's like a shepherd's crook. Now this breathing really connects you to your higher self. So let's just do three of those. So breathing from as deep in as possible, right down into your root chakra. And slowly bring that breath up. All the way up through all of your chakras. And then out through your crown and up and over the top of your head and down in front of your face. And just do that two more times. And do that another three times. I want you to visualize a mirror in front of you. And in this mirror, I want you to look at yourself. And then I want you to see past the physical and just see your emotional body and all of the wounds that you hold from any heartbreak, any pain, any hurt. Just notice what you noticed, all of those wounds, and just know that they are symbolic. They're not real, they don't mean anything. It's just symbolic of what you are carrying around with you. And as you look at those wounds, I want you to say these words. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that you have held these wounds within you every day. These wounds that kept you from feeling whole and complete and fully lovable and fully worthy of love. I'm so sorry you felt this way and deep down still feel this way, deep in your core. But I want you to know that these wounds are not your fault. There's nothing you did wrong. And the person or the people that caused these wounds were just hurting themselves. They're a reflection of how they felt about themselves at the time. It was never ever about you or you not being enough or being too much or not being worthy or whatever it was that you felt about yourself, and the stories you told yourself were never true. I want you to bring that, the real you, the authentic you, the 100% truest, rawest version of yourself, which is behind that emotional body, your soul essence, your spiritual being, who you are fully, deep into your core. Bring that version through those wounds. Bring it through into the forefront of the mirror and see yourself fully standing there, the fullest, brightest, sparkliest version of yourself, 100% unapologetically unfiltered you. And just see how beautiful you are in the unfiltered, authentic, truest self. See yourself beaming. Beauty is energy, and when you bring that energy of your truest you forward, you really shine. I want you to put yourself now into a beautiful bubble of light. Just surround yourself in this beautiful bubble of light. And you're just going to wait there for a moment in this bubble. But now in your mirror, I want you to see your partner. Or if you've not yet found one, your partner to be. And I want you to do exactly the same for them. See them there. Standing there, and then see their emotional body only, and all of the wounds that they carry around with them underneath the physical body, that emotional wounding, all of that hurt, all of that pain. And when they hurt you, know that it's never anything to do with you. It's to do with those wounds that they've got that aren't healed. They're either protecting themselves from fear, avoiding feelings, avoiding being vulnerable, whatever it may be. You know, any sharp words, it's a way of them protecting themselves because of those wounds. But know that you never put those wounds there. And that all of those wounds, just like your wounds, they were not your partner's fault. They are just a byproduct of their programming, their upbringing, their childhood, their past pain. None of it was ever any of their fault. And it's not your responsibility to heal them. It's their responsibility to love and accept themselves. So bring forward, just like we did for you, bring forward from behind that emotional body, their true spirit, their true self, their most authentic, brightest, beautifulest, shiniest version of themselves. Then when they're at their best, when they're just so happy in there, just full and beautiful, and see that version of them and how loving they are to you when they're that version of them. When they're not feeling their pain, when they're not protecting their heart. And then put them in a bubble. Put them in a beautiful bubble, and then we're going to get that bubble to just pop into yours, and they're going to step into your bubble of light. So you're there together, together in this beautiful bubble, surrounded by love and joy and healing energy. And you're grounded down, both of you, deep into the earth, in your earth star. And there's a beam of light that goes from your bubble up into the universe. You're really plugged into the beautiful, divine, universal energy. To source. And take each other's hands in this bubble and look into each other's eyes and say these words. I, the soul, forgive you, the soul. And as you're saying these words, you're also, as well as you're forgiving yourself and you're forgiving them, you're also forgiving all of the people that hurt you and all of the people that hurt them. It's like a domino effect, a snowball effect. Okay, so let's just do that again. Look them in the eye and say, I, the soul, forgive you, the soul. We are all souls evolving. We all make mistakes. I forgive you for any hurt or any pain that you have caused me in this life or another. I forgive myself and I forgive you. And with this forgiveness, we set each other free. And in this moment, just watch what's happening. Just feel what's happening. Does it feel complete? Is there anything else you want to say to your partner? So take this moment now to just really speak from your heart. And just any unsaid words you see will cause an energetic block. So that unspoken energy, just speak it now to just get everything out in the open and everything clear in this beautiful aligned and held bubble. Just take a few moments. And then when you're ready, you can either bring that bubble into your heart or watch it float off into the universe. And when you're ready, you can come back and open your eyes. But take as long as you need.